Hi, it's Sam Fantasia with the latest news on demand. An inquiry into Tasmania's gun laws is happening right now. Public Health Australia about to discuss what impacts any changes would have. It comes after the Liberals took a pledge to soften the state's laws to the election before hastily backflipping thanks to public outcry. Premier Will Hodgman maintains no changes will be made which breach the national firearms agreements.
If we can make our laws safer and more suitable for lawful firearms without in any way impacting on public safety, then we will consider any recommendations the committee proposes.
The future of building height limits will be on the Hobart City Council Planning Committee's agenda tonight. It could see varying limits across the CBD. Brian Corr from Hobart Not High Rise runs us through the proposed changes.
60 metres in the very centre of town, it's a, let's say, the bus interchange, and then taper out as you go down towards the water and as you go out, the surrounding areas heading up Elizabeth Street, etc.
Ex-Suns player and current NRL star Jarryd Hayne has pleaded not guilty over the alleged sexual assault of a woman more than 2 months ago. A 26-year-old accusing him of assaulting her on the night of the grand final in September. Hayne left it to his lawyer to do the talking outside of court.
Mr. Hayne maintains his innocence. He'd like at this time to thank those who have offered his support, in particular his parents, his mother and father.
He's due again in court in February. The Kingborough Council will today show off how far we've come with recycling, paving a road made entirely out of second-hand materials. Narita Mortlock from the company behind it, Close the Loop, says it's made up of a variety of recycled products.
So for every kilometre of road laid, there's 530,000 plastic bags, there's 168,000 glass bottles, and there's toner from 12,500 printer cartridges.
And those who are suffering from anxiety or depression could soon be fitted with a Fitbit-style tracker to help doctors diagnose their illness. The electronic body tracker monitors heart rate, sweating, breathing and pupil dilation. Pilot studies in the United States diagnose acute cases accurately 94% of the time. Sport coming up next. Tasmania and Queensland are battling out for a win in the Sheffield Shield on the final day of play at Blunston Arena. The Tigers netting 7 wickets to win after Alex Pycroft bowled Marcus Lubashay on 78 earlier this morning. The Bulls needed 197 runs to win a short time ago following the 62nd over.